svakom civilu zvanom ljudskom društvu postoje neka pravila i propisi spisa koji se počeka slede. Posebno među aricima, onima koji prihvataju vjetsku civilizaciju i koji su poznati kao najcivilizovaniji narodi, oni koji ne slede odredbe spisa se smatruju demonima. Zato je ovdje rečeno da demoni ne znaju propise spisa, niti imaju ikakvu sklonost ka tome da ih slede. Većina njih ih ne zna, a čak i ako ih neki od njih zna, nije sklon tome da ih slede. Oni nemaju veru, niti žele da deluju u skladu svjetskim odredbom. Demoni nisu čisti, ni spolja, ni iznutra. Telo uvijek trebamo pažljivo održavati čistim, kupajući se, perući zube, brijući se, mijenjajući odjeću itd. Što se tiče unutrašnje čistoće, trebamo se uvijek sjećati svetih imena Boga i pevati. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Demoni niti vole, niti slijede sva ta pravila za održavanje spolješnje i unutrašnje čistoće. Što se tiče ponašanja, postoje razne vrste pravila i propisi ljudskog ponašanja, kao što je Manu Samhita, zakon ljudske rase. Čak i danas Hindusi slijede Manu Samhitu. Zakoni o nasljeđu i drugi zakoni se zasnivaju na toj knjizi. U Manu Samhiti je jasno rečeno da se ženima treba dati sloboda. To ne znači da se prema ženama treba postupati kao prema robovima, ali oni su kao djeca. Djeci se ne daje sloboda, ali to ne znači da se prema njima postupa kao prema robovima. Demoni su sada zanemarili takve odredbe i misle da se ženama treba dati jednaka sloboda kao muškarcima. Međutim, to nije poboljšalo stanje društva u svijetu. U stvari, ženi se treba pružiti zaštita u svakom stadiju života.
Ne. You're so fast. Who's behind you with the gun? The thing is, when you read out loud, you must be sure that you understand what you read. Just have each sentence in your mind and then pronounce it for clear understanding. Then only they, another person can understand. That's a secret in reading. You learn it in school. I know this because I was representing my school in a contest to everyone. So just take your time. Understand each sentence, and then every one of us will go like, oh, wonderful. You have to help us. We have restless minds. We have Kali Yuga. Peter, have mercy.
U djetinjstvu je treba štititi otac, u mladosti muž, a u starosti odrasli sinovi. To je prema Manu Samhiti pravilno društveno ponašanje. Ali savremeno obrazovanje je veštački stvorilo nadmenu koncepciju ženskog života i zato je brak sada u ljudskom društvu praktično obrazdilja. Moralno stanje žena također nije veoma dobro. Tako demoni ne prihvataju ni jedno putstvo koje je dobro za društvo i pošto ne slijede iskustvo velikih mudraca i pravile i propise koji su oni postavili, stanje u društvu demonskih ljudi je vrlo bedno.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtarabhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Nami Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Prachare Viravashesha Chandravani Vaskatyari Chatarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adita Gadadha Shri Vasavi Yoga Vrindavanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Chacharo, Nasatyam, Keshavityate. Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness, nor proper behavior, nor truth is found in them. Who has an idea why the demons don't know what should be done and what should not be done?
Because they don't follow what is prescribed in the Vedas. They don't have a standard.
Very good. They do not have faith in the Vedas and therefore no proper standard. See, only after you have heard from the Vedas how bad meat eating is, you have given it up in good faith. And there are many other things which you have changed because of your faith to the in the Vedas. I wonder how is the translation going now, but do they have earphones, the devotees who don't speak?
There is a loudspeaker out there for those who like.
Aha. There, huh?
Behind the pillar.
I see, and for the men are all sitting around.
Some of them.
Oh yeah, yes. Not the last thing. Good. And why is their behavior not proper? Why do they not speak the truth? And why are they unclean? The reason is they are very attached to the body. There is an interesting example given in the scriptures. Once a beautiful boy died in the forest. A branch of a tree fell on his head. So when he was lying dead on the floor, his parents came and Nashi Dragi boy. They were. So there was a vulture and a jackal, and both of them wanted to eat the body of the boy. Vultures eat in the day, and the jackal eats in the night. So both now began to argue with the parents. The vulture said, "My dear parents, detach yourself immediately from your child, because by your attachment to him, he will not be able to go on in his life, to go to the next destination." The jackal said, no, stay here up till the night comes, so that, you have to show some affection, some human feelings. I think you understand that vulture was interested in a good meal. Therefore he wanted, because he ate during the day, he chased the parents, he wanted the parents to go. The jackal knew, my time comes in the night, but the parents need to stay now, because otherwise the vulture eats the body. In this way, they did not speak the truth. They were interested, attached to their body. And the next verse, it is described what are the teachings of the demons. because they are so attached to the body, they say that this world is unreal. There's no foundation, no God in control. They say it is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust. In other words, really they say this world is for enjoyment. This is the teachings of the demons. Then, starting with text 9, the hellish activities are described, which arise from these teachings. It is described they engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. And then Krishna describes in great detail what the demons do, what they do when they get money. Krishna is extremely analytical in describing the demonic nature. Today, I want to give you a little overview over the 16th chapter so that you understand it in context and can learn from Krishna's instructions. And see, in the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna had described how auspicious activities lead to the elevation of the soul. And now, so he starts the 16th chapter with mentioning the divine qualities: fearlessness, purification, freedom from anger, freedom from envy, and so on and so forth. He directly describes a summary of the auspicious activities and qualities, right? Now, in the 16th chapter, that's how he opens up the 16th chapter, but then he goes on to describe those activities and also mentalities which will lead to the degradation of the soul. He describes them so good that Arjuna, he summarized the mentality of a demon in text 4. Peter, I think you will have to have the Gita with you and read it directly. He says, pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness and ignorance, these qualities belong to those of demonic nature. Now, let me ask you, are you sometimes full of pride? Arrogance, do you know what this is from your life? Are you sometimes angry, maybe? Or is there some ignorance in you? So, Arjuna, after hearing that these are the demonic qualities, is reacting more or less like you when I ask you. He is becoming afraid. Oh, Krishna, I'm also a demon. Because, especially Arjuna is getting doubts about himself, because soon he will kill people. He's in a war. He will become very angry. If you're not angry, how can you kill? Isn't it? He will become very angry. So Krishna, seeing that Arjuna gets some existential doubt, am I a demon? Or he says in text number 5, do not worry, O son of Pandu, for you are born divine qualities. And then, in order to ensure Arjuna, he describes very clearly starting with the 6th text that there are two beings, the demoniac and the divine, And he will now describe at length the demoniac nature so that Arjuna knows, no, I'm not one of those. I'm not a demon. He will assure Arjuna now. Now, in this evening's lecture, I will not describe to you all what Krishna describes, but I will tell you how Krishna in the end says something very, very heavy. He said, those who are full of these demoniac qualities, demoniac teachings, demoniac understandings, demoniac activities, Krishna throws them again and again in demoniac species. And he says, that's in the 19th text, I will read this to you because I think you will have, this is an interesting question. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, I perpetually cast into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. They will, in other words, never become free. Krishna throws them into this demoniac and violent species with unlimited material desires. And they then get the reactions to their envious activities and go for hell eternally. You know, in the Christian dogma, Christian teaching, I should say, there's something like eternal hell. That concept is actually here in the Bhagavad Gita also. These real out-and-out demons, they really have no chance. So Arjuna, after hearing this, this is what the acharyas say, he says, is there not any chance that these people after many births will become purified and then become free? And Krishna says, no, there is no, not even a remote chance of Krishna's mercy. No hope. They will never attain a good birth. They will just be born in, you know, leeches. Do you know what a leech is? When you go into the swamp, you know what a swamp is? Then they come, this black, they suck blood. I once had a disease, and one doctor said, okay, you can only be healed if we put the heels on you. And in Hungarian language, it's a heels. Yes? What is he, Slovensky? Pijauke. Sounds all right. They sound really demoniac. This is a typical demoniac species, you know. And then when they have finished one birth as a Pijauke, then they do the next birth as a Pijauke. And it's why it's so... So, but Arjuna, gets very disturbed. My dear Lord, you can desire anything. You can desire that a demon becomes a devotee. But Krishna says, no, I don't desire this. Why? Because they don't even have a seed. Semena of a desire to attain to God consciousness. Therefore, I don't interfere. I give them their freedom. I don't want to know where Hitler is now, you know. Maybe he's a Piaker or yes, you laugh, but it's very serious. Or Ceausescu. You remember Ceausescu from Romansky? They have no chance because there is not even a little desire to attain the God, to God consciousness. No, now Arjuna, after having heard Krishna talking so heavily about the demons, is really getting buried. Prabhupada comments, it is known that God is all merciful, but here we find that God is never merciful to the demoniac. It is clearly stated that the demoniac people, life after life, are put into the wombs of similar demons and not achieving the mercy of the Supreme God. They go down and down and down. So now, having heard this, Arjuna is afraid like many of you might be afraid. We also are born in a demoniac family. Do you know this? Our culture is demoniac. We have lived on the carcasses of the dead bodies of God creatures. This is a very demoniac activity. It's not even only killing, but then eating. We have been born in a very arrogant civilization. At least I can say this. We have heard many people before we were in Krishna consciousness. There is an inauspiciousness about our education and previous habits. So Krishna now wants to tell Arjuna that what you have to absolutely avoid if you don't want to fall into a demoniac mentality and demoniac life. Are you interested in this? There are three things which even a devotee must absolutely avoid in order to not come down on the demoniac platform. Three things. He says that there are text number 21. There are three gates leading to this hell. Lust, anger, and greed. Every sane man should give these up, or they lead to the degradation of the soul. My dear devotees, even you who are now in the spiritual movement can again slip back to your previous upbringings, your materialistic natures, if you don't avoid lust, anger, especially anger towards other devotees, and greed. These three things lead to the degradation of the soul. Be very careful about them. Even in spiritual life, if you're not careful, you can walk through the gate of anger. Ah, this glupasti, this nonsense, this boo, and Vaishnava Parada is there, and then suffering and misery comes. Or lust. Ooh, look, this Mataji looks just like 3,000 Madonnas in one person. This is my strong opinion. All the Mataji's mating, all these men. He is a devata. He's not an ordinary Slovenian person. You know, and then lusty feelings will come up. Or greed. I must have this. Name, fame, and glory. And whatever. It's very, if you are not careful and you naively walk through these gates, you will be degraded. Now, in the next verse, the Lord says, the man who has escaped these three gates of hell, O son of Kunti, performs acts conducive to self-realization and thus gradually attains the supreme perfection. Now, in the last section of this chapter, Krishna brings up again the point which we have discussed today here in this verse. Remember, what is it? Text 7, right? No? 7. Good. He said, Pravritimcha Nivritimcha. It means, those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. That's really their symptom. And now in the 24th chapter, Krishna says, one should therefore understand what is duty, what is to be done, and what is not duty, what is not to be done, by the regulations of the scriptures. Knowing such rules and regulations, one should act so that he may gradually be elevated. It's very interesting. If you want to be elevated in your life and escape the demoniac qualities, you have to do two things. Avoid the three gates which lead to the degradation of the soul, and on the positive side, follow the instructions of the Shastras. A devotee is known by following Shastra, and a demon is known by not having any faith in the Shastra, and therefore also not following the Shastra. This is a summary of the 16th chapter. Should I make it a little bit more simple and just go and maybe I should say it in 1 minute, the summary. Krishna starts out by describing the transcendental qualities and then saying to Arjuna, and then describing the demoniac qualities. Then he says to Arjuna, don't worry, even though you will now engage in a war, you are born with divine qualities. And to prove this point, he describes exactly what a demon is. What is his teaching? What are his activities? What is his understanding? And then he says that these people have no chance to come to get the mercy of the Lord. And then he gives us a choice. He tells us what we have to absolutely avoid, so that we do not fall down to the demoniac life activities. And he says what we have to positively do, that is to follow the advice of the Shastra to make progress in self-realization. That's in summary the 16th chapter. Hare Krishna. If you want, I thought of the following. I will give a few more lectures here in Slovenia, and I wanted to go like this through several chapters of the Bhagavad Gita. I think it's very helpful to know how systematically Krishna preaches, so that you get an understanding really, because if you read only one verse a day, you do not understand really what is the contents. I've studied this for a little more than 2 weeks, the whole Bhagavad Gita. It's so wonderful. It's so ecstatic. If you do it in conscience. But I want to end here and see if there are any questions. Today we have the Sankirtan devotees with us. I'm seeing Bali Priya. Your name is Bali Priya? Krishna Bali Priya. I remember you are in Sankirtan since long, long time. When I first came, Bali Priya was here. Yes, almost in the beginning. First Abba Dutta was here. The first one, the pioneer. Then the rest came. Yes!
Krishna Atma Rama, isn't it?
Anuttama.
Anuttama, that's a good, yes.
It's from these demoniac species of life.
It's heavy, isn't it? You were shocked when you heard this. No milas, no mercy. It's quite shocking, isn't it? If you, how did you react, Moksha Rupi?
I thought
the first Chaitanya,
then he comes.
To you the purport, it's very, very interesting. Please take it's in text number 20. I will start where we ended. It is clearly stated that such demons have practically no chance of receiving the mercy of the God of God at any stage of later life. In the Vedas also it is stated that such persons gradually sink to become dogs and hawks. It may then be argued in this connection that God should not be advertised as all merciful if he is not merciful to such demons. In answer to this question, in the Vedanta Sutra we find that the Supreme Lord has no hatred for anyone. The placing of the asuras, the demons, in the lowest status of life is simply another feature of his mercy. The mercy here is that Krishna does not interfere. They have this desire. They want to be demonic. They are covered with this demoniac nature, and they out of their free will make this decision. The only chance for them is described by Prabhupada. Now, listen to this. Sometimes the asuras are killed by the Supreme Lord. But this killing is also good for them. For in the Vedic literature we find that anyone who is killed by the Supreme Lord becomes liberated. There are instances in history of many asuras, Ravana, Kamsa, and Hiranyakashipu, to whom the Lord appeared in various incarnations just to kill them. Therefore, God's mercy is shown to the asuras if they are fortunate enough to be killed by him. It's not something for the Slovenian newspapers. Yes, they will be liberated. Now, it is described, this Kali Yuga is the supreme merciful Kali Yuga. Because here, the Supreme Lord is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, comes, but he doesn't kill the body of the demons. But the demonic mentality, which is inside. Have you this experience? I don't know either. I do not want to say that anyone here was an out-and-out demon. I don't think so. But the mentality has been, we certainly, some of us, might have had some demonski mentalitätski. So that was finished when we met the merciful representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Representatives, plural, who wander about this earth to simply deliver the fallen souls. Now, your question, Atmaram, Anudama, thank you. But the soul is always good. It's not really demoniac. However, by association with the modes of passionate ignorance, it is possible that the soul is covered so strongly by demoniac qualities that it just cannot come out of this. You don't, real demons, I'm speaking now of, see, my grandfather was once in the same room with Adolf Hitler, and I don't know how he got in the room, but he described that Hitler heard some news about some political news, and he became so angry that he just couldn't control his anger. He just went to the carpet and had to bite in the carpet like a total animal. This is very difficult to believe, isn't it? Bite in the carpet. What is carpet? Kavinsky. Yes. He had a problem. These are demons. They are ruled by anger. You come with a nice kirtan, you'll bing bing bing, Adolf chant, bing bing bing, chant, bing bing bing. Adolf cannot chant. Although he is a pure soul, but he's covered too much. Anyone else?
Just the reason that you were speaking between pure devotees about this point, like the devotees with this demoniac quality.
I remember there is a very nice book by Srila Satsvarupa Maharaj. It is entitled Am I a Devotee or Am I a Demon? It's very nice how he describes it. If you like literature, you must read it, Nandimukhi. I can even make you a photocopy. It's really nice. The person, the main hero of the book, is a father of a boy who goes with Prahlad Maharaj to the same school. Listen. And then this boy comes always home and says what Prahlad Maharaj has taught in the school, the Bhagavatam verse. And the father gets interested. What did he say today? What did he teach today? And then his boy repeats what Prahlad Maharaj. Do you know Uttans? Today he said, when the teachers were out, let's do Kira. That's what Prahlad said. So the father gets totally impressed, but there's a problem. He's a secretary, he works as a secretary in the court of Hiranyakashipu. In other words, he has all this demoniac association with the greatest demon, Hiranyakashipu. And finally, somehow, you know, towards the end, Hiranyakashipu is always trying to control his son, Prahlad, who's making the whole school Krishna conscious. But it's not possible, and he gets more nervous, and he even, you know, he tries many ways to kill Prahlad Maharaj. And finally, the spies of Hiranyakashipu find out that this father is influenced by the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, because he hears it over his boy who goes in the same class. And then they take this man and throw him into the prison. And there he doesn't hear any longer what Prahlad Maharaj teaches, and he goes back to the demoniac quality. He has a big existential fight and says, am I a demon or am I a devotee? He is not sure. He feels most properly what you are describing, that sometimes a devotee sees there as a struggle. Yes, on one thing he wants to decide, he wants to forgive, he wants to be good, Bodhidharma, and he wants to do everything all right. But on the other side, there's also this maybe little manipulative nature, this angry or envious nature. You don't have to describe it in detail to not get depressed. And then the devotee is in such a struggle. Well, don't become depressed, but become clever. When you want to light a fire, you have to just make the fire stronger, then the smoke will eventually go completely. If you see with an honest vision that yes, I have so many anattas in my heart, then you should be very careful and you should make a strong fire in your life, the fire of Krishna consciousness, so that the bad things will go like smoke goes when the fire becomes stronger. Don't become discouraged. I know it's sometimes discouraging. After all these years, again I behaved like this. Again I thought like this. Again I couldn't control my mind and also not my tongue. Just go on. Avoid these things, lust, anger, and greed, and read in the scriptures and follow these advices, and then there is not really much of a problem. I know sometimes it's a little discouraging, Welcome to the club, Nandi Bogi. I also feel like this sometimes. It's just a little more. But have to go on, make the fire stronger. All these things I feel serve. If a devotee is critical and is willing to see his mistakes, and he shouldn't become discouraged, but should know that Krishna is very grateful for every little service we render, especially the chanting and spreading Krishna consciousness. Krishna is so grateful. He will help me. Any question or further question on these things? Yes, please.
Yeah,
question is not really clear to me, I must say. Did any one of you understand?
Sometimes we say that there's devotees and then demons, and then there are people.
The innocent in between.
Mm-hmm.
This is what.
Yeah. There are people in between. They are not demons, and they are not devotees, but they are innocent. And you want to know what is for these people? Yes. Well, let us go to Krishna's definition, which is just very interesting. He says there are really six qualities of a demon, which make someone a demon. And they're very nicely described. The first thing, I will actually go through them, because that will make you well, these qualities, they are called asuri sampat, and they are not natural to the soul. They are acquired. You pick them up, like maybe you find a knife on the street, and you're not born with a knife. You pick it up. The same way you pick these qualities up. So the first quality, demonic quality, very interesting, is dambha. Dambha means pride. And it's described that dambha is the son of irreligion. An irreligious person is pride. A religious person is humble. Very good, isn't it? Then, what does pride mean? You pose to be someone who you are not. A pride person thinks he's very glorious, but he's not very glorious, really. He's a fallen soul like everyone else. The next thing is dharpa. Dharpa means arrogance. For instance, it's like a wealthy person. There are people in Germany, they're so rich. They live in Düsseldorf. Have you heard about Düsseldorf? There is one street where only the rich people go. It's called the Kö. Düsseldorfer Kö. That's really the hell for every Sankirtan devotee. Because people are so arrogant. And you go with a book and they just go like, this is what they do. They go like, they don't even look at you. Or they say, Schleichti, you know, just go away. This is dharma, arrogance. Then, then they have the next thing, conceit. This means they have a desire for respect and worship. They want to be respected. Respect me! I have so much money! The next thing is anger. That is, you know, when someone sees something or someone is in my way, gets angry, get out of my way. Gneif. Then, who? I think we get all depressed here. Harshness, it means they are rude in speech. Their language is always this very violent language, Slovenian slang. That must be this violent, I can imagine, you say this dirty words. I mean, not you, but it's in rude behavior. Germany, whoa! No, you don't want to believe your ears sometimes what you hear. And then, Agyana is the last, this is ignorance, this lack of proper discrimination. He doesn't know what he is in the soul. Now these are Asuri Sampa. The soul is not demoniac, but it acquires these qualities, and then out of it come these impossible actions, which I just described, the demons. I'm sorry, you know what the demons, don't you will dream, have heavy dreams tonight. You would read them. You can read them on your own. 16th. Most prominent is they're just so selfish that they are prepared to go over dead people for their sense enjoyment. Krishna even says, Asha Pasha, they are entangled in a network of hope. And this network means they just have a rope for hanging themselves. Asha and Pasha means rope. These demons are so demonic, they just have a rope for hanging themselves. This is what Lenin used to say. Lenin said, the capitalist, anyways, he made such a bad comment, I don't even want to pollute the atmosphere. It's all right. Okay, so you are born with divine qualities, and if you are not born with divine qualities, now, where you are in the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can acquire the divine qualities. It's possible by avoiding the three gates which lead to hell and by following the transcendental scriptures which are given to you. No problem. You are saved. I think we should end here. Srila Prabhupada ki